I'm Katie Weaver.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Authorities in Afghanistan on Saturday enforced an indefinite nighttime curfew across most of the country as government forces struggled to curb Taliban advances. A spokesperson for the Afghan Interior Ministry told VOA that all provinces have been placed under the 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. curfew, with the exception of Kabul, Nangarhar, and Panjshir provinces. The Islamist insurgent group has made rapid battlefield gains in recent weeks, bringing it close to the capital cities of all 34 Afghan provinces and the nation's capital, Kabul. The Taliban unleashed a widespread offensive in early May when the United States and NATO allies began pulling their last remaining troops out of Afghanistan. Since then, the insurgents have overrun more than half of roughly 420 Afghan districts without a fight in many cases. The former head of the Guatemalan Special Prosecutor's Office Against Impunity, Juan Francisco Sandoval, left the country early Saturday morning, according to the country's human rights ombudsman. The ombudsman, Jordan Rodas, told the Reuters news agency he left in the early hours of Saturday. The decision was made to safeguard his life. Guatemala's attorney general removed the internationally known graft prosecutor from his post Friday as head of the anti-corruption unit, prompting U.S. criticism that the move was a setback to the rule of law. The unit was originally created to tackle investigations spearheaded by the UN-backed International Commission Against Impunity in Guatemala, which was ousted from the country in 2019. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile.